You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tell the truth, Noel. See, if people could look in here right now, they would see me and Sam doing, like, dancing like Kid and Play.
Kicking shoes and all.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, it's a Sunday morning. It's the 24th day of August. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are so happy to be back. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mr. Crenshaw, as always, going to let you know what's going on locally, and a special guest is going to join us. A guy who's about to become, you know, he might be part of the show more regularly. He don't know it yet, but, you know, Chris, when he joined us out at Falcons camp, Chris was great. He shined and everybody talked about it. So, Chris Parker, your Friday night partner on the High School Scoreboard Show, biggest high school scoreboard show in the tri-state area.
Is it?
He's going to be joining us. Karen Pestana getting a set for the U.S. Open, even though technically it's already really kind of going. Not the tournament, but events around it.
Yep. A whole lot of events going on around it. And she was out there taking in some of that, so she'll tell us about it.
Folks drinking a certain kind of drink. And then back to Noel. So we got that coming up. But let's wait for it. The greeting that we always wait for on these.
Good morning.
Yeah. All right now.
There you go.
On Sunday. All right.
Yeah. On a Sunday. That was a Sunday good morning.
It was indeed.
It's like there's no pancakes already.
Morning, Noel.
Yeah.
How are
I had
you?
French toast. But yes, pancakes, right. French toast, right. Waffles, whichever one.
There we go.
That's a pancake sausage kind of good morning.
That was nice. All right. We are here with your WNBA update. But before we get that.
Okay.
You know, we got our first call on The Intersection on Thursday night.
Oh!
And they called.
Wait. The Intersection is what show?
The Intersection is the show with me and Mr. Soccer Atlanta himself, Jason Longshore.
Shout out to Jason.
As we kick the soccer ball around about any and everything that is in our mind for the entire hour that we get to entertain you guys. And in that hour, we received a phone call that was saying how much they enjoy me giving the WNBA updates and keeping up with the dream and how they like to hear more of it. So I just want to thank Sam and Greg and Mike.
You mean when you do it on our show?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
He likes when whenever he cuts it on, that somebody is talking about.
There's somebody,
and that is usually me.
Yeah.
So
you can catch her Tuesday afternoons at Piedmont Park. She just stand out there talking to
WNBA. So I just want to thank you guys and Mike Conti for giving me a chance to do that.
Absolutely now.
Please.
On this here station.
Enjoy
and now
that.
To do that. Yesterday.
Oh, that was big.
It was. But we're going to start with the team that took the L, and not the team that didn't have W's in the chat.
Yeah, the team that everybody says is just backing up for a run and start. They're going to really just kind of swoop this league, right?
And that's what they're saying. You know, you were out Sabrina Nescu yesterday. You were out Stewie. Why can't I think of Stewie's name right now? Breonna Stewart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you did have an MVP on the floor. You had Jonquel Jones on the floor
Who loves to kill Atlanta.
Well, she must have been. You know what? I had to go back and watch the highlights this morning because I took a nap yesterday. And the Liberty did too, including Jonquel Jones. Because
Man.
I watched these highlights and I had to go back and see who was guarding Jonquel Jones. And it was everybody. It didn't matter if Bree Jones was on Jonquel Jones. It didn't matter if it was BG. It didn't matter if it was Nia Coffey. It didn't matter if it was Nas Hillman, sixth woman of the year, by the way.
Yes, she is.
Jonquel Jones was in a box. And that was about all they needed to wall off yesterday to really be successful. Ryan Howard is still trying to find her shot. Doesn't matter because she does all the other little things while still trying to find it. Like she was playing point guard to the 10th degree last night. Yes, Pow was on the floor and running the floor, but a lot of the super magnificent passes and really taking advantage of the offense you had on the floor, a lot of that was coming from Ryan Howard yesterday.
Questions.
Yes, answers.
I got questions.
I got answers.
One is, what do you think is going on with Ryan as far as that part of her game?
Well, you know, she's coming back from injury. There's probably still a little bit going on with the knee. But this is the third year where you've seen Ryan's shot kind of go on and off. But you don't really see it completely affect her game or this team because they have so many shooters around her, and you got Alicia Gray around her, and she knows that that is her job, is to shoot. But she kind of reminds me of Trae Young in that way, where the shot can come and go, but you're still effective on the court.
Okay. Other question. As you've watched this team this year, has there been any sort of just noticeable difference about the way their opponents play them because of the success they've had? Is there something about – because what comes with success – sometimes is, you know, you get tested. And I just wondered if you had noticed that yet. Listen, I got 7 games left of this regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if throughout this season, has you know, man, they're coming at them this year. They're really – I'm just wondering, has there been a different approach to how you look at how this team is dealing with their opponents?
You, as the season has gone on, you've seen teams try to key in on Alicia Gray. And you've really seen it the past 2 weeks. And you've seen Alicia figure out how to score and get to her spot in different ways. And against the Minnesota Lynx and against the Liberty, you really saw that on display this week.
Okay.
So here's what this week told me, Sam and Greg.
Okay.
Here's what I figured out.
What you got?
You played the number one Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
You played the number 5 now, Liberty. They were 2, but they're 5 and falling. and you played the number 3 Aces, who were, I think, 4 when you played them. So they're climbing. The Aces are on a 5-game win streak, including beating your Atlanta Dream.
Yeah.
And that tells me that that is the Dream's biggest hurdle.
We have trouble getting past them.
But you want to know why I think that is?
Why is that?
You have to go in there with a different mentality because it's Asia Wilson. And not because it's...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Asia Wilson, but because Asia and Ryan and Alicia are all close, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to go in there with a mindset to knock her off. And I don't think they've hit that mindset yet. And to me, that's the biggest hurdle between where they are, where they've been, where they are, and where they want to go. Y'all got to knock the Aces off a cliff.
Well, the thing of it is you're going up against a player that's already got a statue. And
I mean,
still
yeah,
playing.
You
got a statue of South Carolina. Asia Wilson does.
Yeah, there's that. You got the statue of South Carolina. You got
statue,
the championships.
Man.
You got a whole song.
Somebody that's a current player, right?
She had a whole song. MVP, PP, she can't be beat. I mean, it's Asia Wilson. Y'all have to go in there and 300 Asia Wilson. Y'all need to kick her into a hole she can't get out of. That's the number one thing the Dream has to do. They beat everybody else. Yep. They've shown they can win in every different way. And I know everybody's screaming Alyssa Thomas for MVP, and I definitely understand why. The Valkyrie has played them hard. Mm-hmm. The Mystics came out and hit them in the chin early in the season. The Fever are not the Fever that we saw in State Farm.
Nope.
They are down. They are down. That's a down for every player.
That's a whole lot of down.
Yeah. So shout out to Ariel Power, former Dream and WNBA champion. She has been picked up by the Fever. She's been all over the place this year because there's been a lot of injuries and a lot of hardship signings. So she is now in Indiana, and she will score, and she will bring a championship pedigree. I don't know if they will get there because they are just so far. They have no guards. Like, they are just – it's just Lexi Hall out there. They are guardless.
Wow. Well, I got to ask you about somebody, though, and the role that we thought we would see more of from a certain player – but we end up getting somebody who may have been like, you know, a secret weapon for this team, and that's Naz Hillman.
Yeah, man.
I'm looking at the box yesterday. She got 11.8 rebounds, 27 minutes, and she's like rotated a lot of the minutes that we maybe thought we were going to see Brittany Griner get. It mm-hmm. is like kind of saved Brittany Griner for mm-hmm. the postseason, which I think is good. You want her to be healthy with the experience that she has, but Naz has gone in and made the most of this opportunity, right?
And that's what's so – first of all, what I always say at 10 o'clock on Thursdays on The Intersection is Naz Hillman doesn't waste minutes. I don't care if it shows up on the stat sheet or not. Yesterday it showed up. There was a great play where they swung the ball to Naz at the top of the key. She took the shot, no hesitation. Didn't make the shot, but then Ryan did some things to get the ball back to Pow Pow, and it was this amazing three, and it's just, you know, points on points on points. But Naz has a really great game on the outside of the arc. She has a really great roll game, which Ryan Howard also took advantage of last night. She rolled to the basket. Ryan gave a great up over-the-top lob. Easy, too. Like, Naz Hillman can do all of that. She can defend your best player. She can also be a connector in an assisting situation. Naz Hillman does all the little things and can score, which is why she's in a leading position for Sixth Woman of the Year, even though she's kind of switched into a starting role, like you said.
Yeah. Impressive. I mean, when the season began, I don't think we saw that coming. What a bonus for this team. But that's the kind of thing that happens for teams on their way to having long runs in playoffs and possible winning championships. You know what you have, the things you expect from, but then that's a pleasant surprise that you get. And to me, she's been that for this team.
I think she was a pleasant surprise for who I think should be Coach of the Year, Carl Semesco. Because, you know, you're just getting here and you're seeing the roster as it is. There's no Tina Charles. You're trying to figure out who's going to – there's no Cheyenne Parker-Tyus. You're trying to figure out who's going to fulfill that role. And, you know, Naz Hillman's still on a rookie deal. It's like year three last year. You know, you're looking at the landscape and you bring in a BG to make sure you have that role cemented, right? But then you go through training camp and you're looking at Naz Hillman and you're looking at her leadership and the way she is on the floor and you're thinking, man, I got to figure out how to get her some minutes. And it took a while to kind of get her on the floor and figure out a flow with her and BG and yada, yada, yada. But you saw her increase her minutes on the floor, and that's because you see how valuable she is. And she's somebody that went from being the focal point kind of in Michigan and have come down here and learned how to play her role and be a glue role and really be good at it and good in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a Sunday morning, 24th day of August. You ready to play a game, both y'all? We're going to stay in the WNBA.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Since this sport is growing the way it has been, I just feel like it's time to address this, and I want to get Noel's thoughts on this. Okay, year-end trophies.
Okay.
Awards in the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
They got names to them yet?
That's a good question. I don't think they do.
Let's do this right now. This is what I wrote down. If you're going to start next season.
I like it. Okay.
All right. Who is the MVP named after?
Ooh. I'm naming it after.
I'm going with our homegirl.
Who you going with?
Maya Moore.
Okay.
I'm going with our homegirl. Some people may say Candace Parker, I would think.
I was going to say Cynthia Cooper. She got the first two MVPs, you know, out there in Houston.
Out there in Houston with the team that just dominated.
Yeah, man.
We can do that.
How they got her? Houston really only got her because they thought she was washed. You know, she played overseas. She's one of our older players, you know, coming over. You know, they had the tryouts and the expansion drafts and all of that. And so they gave, like, each of the cities somebody that already connected to the city, which is how Cheryl Swoops got there. And then, you know, Cooper just wound up going there as an additional player. They didn't really realize how nice Cooper was. And then Cooper went in there and just ran that thing. Four championships in a row. Absolutely insane. So, here's what I would say Cynthia Cooper.
I just realized the time, so I'm not going to back you into a corner. Let's do it this way if we could. I want to give you a couple more, and then when you come back for Noel's World, can you give me your answers? Because I want you to think about it.
Yes.
So here are the awards. MVP, Finals MVP, and the Eastern and Conference MVP, Western Conference MVP, Eastern Conference MVP, Finals MVP, League MVP. Oh, excuse me, and Coach of the Year.
Okay, and six men.
Well, you can do that one, but I'm saying those are the main ones. Coach of the Year, who's that named after? Because, see, I got one right now, but it wouldn't be for the WNBA.
Yeah.
Because it'd be college women. It'd be like Pat Summitt.
Pat Summitt,
So anyway, those are the ones. Noel's World is coming up at 8:40. You will give us your answers then?
I shall.
Ooh, see, we got something. We're just teeing something up for folks.
Hey.
I didn't just get here yesterday. I know how to do a little tease. Anyway, is that it? We good?
Yeah, I think we are good.
Yeah, because I hear music, and I just train to shut up when that happens.
So next time y'all hear me, we'll come back with something I am titling News That Moves Me.
Oh, that's the the Noel's World?
Okay. Yes, News That Moves Me.
And she has the first draft of the naming of the awards in WNBA. Because, listen, that should be a part of it.
I agree.
The contract is being signed for next season, right, the CBA? So is that language that might be put in there for the next one?
I feel like that's just another thing that moves the needle and adds to the pomp and circumstance of it all.
Exactly.
Because to your point, you can make it a whole thing and get sponsorship for like the NBA has Kia sponsorship everything. Like you can get a sponsor for it and all that good stuff. Yeah, why not?
I'm making money for all kinds of other folks all the time.
Who they use? Aflac? Yeah, see if Aflac can pay for it.
They got a little something going on here next week, too, with the Kickoff Classic. It's the Aflac the kickoff.
Kickoff, yeah.
The Aflac kickoff. Classic. And did y'all see Alicia in the Aflac commercial? I'm just saying.
How about that, right?
Right? All right, listen, we are moving into the 8 o'clock hour. Man, it's so nice to be back here on a Sunday. It really is. Wish the weather was a little bit better, but I'll still take it the way it is. We got no rain expected for the area. U.S. Open gets started tomorrow officially. And
I think it starts today.
Well, but isn't the Monday the big day at the U.S. Open up there?
The big prime time.
Yeah.
Monday night prime time.
And then they have all the pomp and circumstance. Okay, and that's on your bucket list, right? To be there for a Monday?
Be there for that. Well, I've been there for a Monday at night. I was there for the green room beforehand. That's where I met Aretha Franklin. But that was a different story.
Now, there's a story that we need to take a segment for. I think we talked about that before. But Karen Pestana is going to get us set for the U.S. Open. She's joining us at 8:20. We're going to revisit Noel's World coming up at 8:40. But up next, Mr. Crenshaw, going to let you know what's going on locally and a visit from his Friday night high school scoreboard show partner, Mr. Chris Parker. That is all next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.